This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Who's for lunch?
It's 16 minutes after 2. We're having some good chuckles here behind the scenes on Power Lunch, because our Who's for Lunch guest came at a moment in time when he tabled an announcement, a letter of resignation titled, "I am leaving the DA, but I am not leaving politics." He joins us in the studio for conversation now, really about all things, right? Including, obviously, where South Africa stands and where he stands as a prominent figure in South African politics, a young person in South African politics. We joined this afternoon by Makashule Gana, a political leader, political thought leader, and should I say a resignee or resigna at this moment in time.
An activist
at this moment in time. And thank you so much for making the time, especially to join us for very... what I'm hoping will be a very open and honest conversation about where we are at as a country. Welcome.
Thanks very much, Faith. Thanks for having me. And good afternoon to the Power listeners. It's an honor and privilege to be here this afternoon to talk to the listeners. You know, it's just been a bit tough day.
You can
just imagine.
Yeah.
You know, after 20 years as a member, and you leave, you know, their reactions. Mm. And you sometimes think that you are ready. You know, this morning I went for a run. And after the run, I thought I'm ready. But there was a moment that I couldn't bring myself to actually send that resignation.
Has it been a long time coming?
It's been some time coming. I've been thinking about it. I've done a lot of runs wherein I was talking to myself, reflecting, asking myself what role does one play going forward, you know, and what kind of a South Africa do I want to see? So it's been coming. There were conversations that I was having with people in the organization, people outside the organization, about the state of the country. Mm. You know, I leave the DA not so much that maybe I'm being chased out, but voluntarily, mostly because of the state of the country. You know, if there's one thing that gives me sleepless night, it's the state of South Africa rather than the DA itself.
We're going to talk more. Do you have a question for him? Makashule Gana is joining us in the studio, 0861-987-000 or 0833-303-7093. But you found yourself a political home with the Democratic Alliance at the age of 19. It's quite young to be making that kind of momentous decision to join politics, number one, but to politically conscientize yourself with what would be seen as a predominantly white interest-serving political party. 19 years old when you made the decision for political consciousness, and when you made the decision that I'm going to take it this route, what was going on then?
You know, Faith, it was not my first political act. So I did not join politics when I joined the DA. I was political at a very young age. When I got to university, I joined SASCO. I joined the ANC Youth League. So when I joined the DA in 2002, I was already been a political activist on campus, but also in my community. So what was happening? I mean, like if one tries to think back to 2002, when one joins, you might remember. I mean, the president then was Thabo Mbeki. I was in Limpopo, so the premier was Ngwakura Matlodi. And there were a lot of things that were happening around what was happening in Zimbabwe, the arms, it was coming to the fore. There was still some contestations around the provision of ARVs. And you could start feeling that there was a need for a strong opposition, an opposition that would appeal in many communities. And one joined the DA at that time. And it was maybe it was an act of rebelliousness. No, I didn't know much about the DA at the time when I joined. Obviously, I had done enough desktop research. Mm. But in terms of the culture, what happens in there, I had no idea. I had grown up in the ANC tradition. I mean, like, I'll give you an example. In 2003, then I was a dear youth member in Limpopo and a chairperson of the students in Limpopo. And there was a youth day rally that was held at the then Potgietersrus, now it's called Mokopane. And I was asked to speak. So before one speaks, they ask you to submit your speech. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to make sure that you don't say wrong things. And because I still had, you know, like, you don't lose this thing overnight. I had included comrades here and there.
Amandla.
Amandla here and there. It was nearly rejected. And it took a journalist from SABC at the time. And I remember the leader was Tony Leon. The intervention of this journalist made me to deliver that speech. But obviously, I cut the comrades. I use this example to illustrate some of the cultural differences. So there's what people see or read about in the papers, and there's what you find inside. You know, like back then, you couldn't shout Amanda in a DA meeting, and it took a bit of a time until around around about 2010. Where some of us started using Amandla.
Now, so it took what, Musi Mamani being in some kind of leadership for you guys to feel comfortable to say Amandla?
Musi was not even an idea at the time. He was not in the DA.
But in terms of even having that level of comfort,
yeah.
So Helen allows it, Musi takes it over, and the like.
No, it's, I mean, like, the culture change preceded Musi. Musi came in 2011.
Yeah.
I'm talking about around 2010.
Mm.
Now it kind of became accepted, you know, like now you can't go to a DA meeting and there's no Amandla, Viva, you know. And that's part of cultural change that not only myself, but a lot of people. I mean, like there are great people that came before me. I mean, like Kume is one of them. I mean, like he's a brother, you know, like, Kume is, you know, I saw him this morning.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's... When I think about what we've gone through with him. Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's still hard. Still hard. It's not an easy... It's not an easy thing. Not an easy thing.
You care a lot. And this resignation, though it was long time coming, it looks like, and given the emotions you're displaying, it looks like it's been one of the most difficult things you've ever done.
Yeah, I've never had a relationship that lasted 20 years. I'm 39 years old. More than half of my life I spent as an activist, a member and a leader in the DA. So it was not an easy decision to make. But looking at the state of South Africa, it was the right time to make that decision, because one can't sit and hope that these small changes that the current political parties, the current political players, maybe myself included, and I had to get that awakening to say, no, it's not enough. What I'm doing, it's not enough. I need to do more.
Mm.
The country is sinking. It's not enough that, no, I'm just a member of the legislature. When people are living in fear. When some people cannot listen to us now, Faith. They would love to listen to this show. They can't listen to us because Eskom cannot provide electricity for them. When criminals are running amok, stealing cables all over the place, they can't listen to this show. They can't contribute. their voices are never heard because of the inefficiencies of government and politicians. I had enough. I had enough. And I just couldn't continue being part of just these small changes. I think we need something big. I just couldn't continue being part of it.
So you and to take you back once again, right? So you come out, you go into university. There's a need for you to activate on the passion that you've got for South Africa. And the ANC Youth League was obviously an option as well. And then before you made the decision to join the Democratic Alliance, many would have thought that the ideal sort of way to go would be to go the route of going through the Youth League ranks into, you know, working committee or branch level into the NEC, and maybe one day find yourself, given the passion that you've got, a minister or, you know, like the likes of Borona Dlamula and so on. But you chose out of rebelliousness to join the Democratic Alliance. Does that mean you never even trusted the ANC enough to see formidable change, even at the time of your youth?
At the time, I felt that the ANC was starting to steal the future. When I took that decision, and it, 20 years, when one looks back 20 years, I think I was correct. The ANC has stolen the future. My son is 6 years, 10-6 on Tuesday. If I don't stand up and try to rebuild this country, there's no future for him. There's no future for his generation. They've stolen it. In many ways, they've stolen it. And at the time, I felt like it's the beginning. And one then says, "No, what? No, this is not right." I'm like, I'm 19 years. I don't have responsibilities. I can still experiment. But when you start getting in, into politics, you start seeing what's happening, and then you get, you know, like I when I start something, I tried to finish it to the best of my ability. And as I got into the DA with its challenges, a lot of challenges, culturally, how it was perceived and so forth, one continued to build in a small way, contribute in a small way. I will never claim that all the victories the DA had is because of Makashule. But equally, I can't say I did not contribute. There's no one who can climb the Carlton Center and say that in the 20 years that Makashule was a member of the DA, contributed nothing. My record is there. Mintiro ya vulavula.
And we're going to talk a little bit
about, and I have no regrets.
And we're going to speak a little bit about the political journey within the Democratic Alliance, the political maturity that you've had to understand, as well as some of the awakenings you've experienced whilst in the Democratic Alliance. And more than anything else, your views about the South Africa that we're in and the South Africa that we envision for ourselves. And if you would like to contribute to this conversation, Makashule Gana joins us in the studio, 0861987000. It's 2:30.
Yes, you have to get out because this is my studio. Thank you for going.
Power Lunch with Faith Mangope.
We are with a political leader, Makashule Gana, joining us in the studio this afternoon, talking about his recent, today it actually was sent out, his resignation earlier today, that he tendered his resignation as a DA as well as a member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. And if you would love to talk to him, get some insights from him, we're going to open up in a moment on 0861-987-000. The Democratic Alliance of Tony Leon versus the Democratic Alliance of Helen Zille versus the Democratic Alliance of Musi Maimane and the Democratic Alliance of John Steenhuisen.
Yeah.
How do they differ from each other? And is there any who served for the better of South Africa in general?
Sure. Faith, I think one can define in a way to say, starting with Tony Leon at the time that one joins, mostly it was trying to focus on minority and getting that to build a serious bloc. Then when Ellen came, it was all about growth. It was trying to grow the party into a party of government, getting into government. And the party started growing and expanding into many communities, obviously assisted by members, activists, committed leaders, and had, and the deal was bullish. At the time, we'll go to many places, and that's when the cultural change internally happened. When she was there, and 2014, I mean, like, I remember in 2013 we used to have a debate on whether race is a proxy for disadvantage, and 2013 the party adopted that position of race as a proxy for disadvantage. In 2014, the party had its best election result nationally. In 2014, and then Musi came. It was trying to continue with the expansion. It was expansionary. You know,
2015 like, now.
It comes in 2015, building up to the 2016. The party gets into government in Johannesburg, in Tshwane, Nelson Mandela Bay, but for some reason. In 2018, there started to be frictions internally.
What kind of frictions?
Was around diversity, the need for diversity, how we approach redress, you know, coming from a position that we had stated of race as a proxy for disadvantage, because you can't talk of the South African history and not talk about race and the place of race. Mm. But then there was a lot of contest. I remember in the 2018 Congress in Tshwane, there were threats of collapsing Congress because of this particular diversity clause. And I personally, so this one is for the record books. I remember going to Musi, and he was very worried that the Congress is going to collapse. I went to Musi, talked to him. And then when I left his where he was, because we had a separate room, I asked to speak to him on the sidelines. Mm. When I left him, I said, watch me go save Congress. I'm going to propose something. The diversity is going to stay. And then I spoke to a couple of people. And they said, you know what you're proposing requires 75% of delegates. And I told them that I'm going to get 100%. Not 75. I'm going to get 100%. And all the people who were part of it, one day, they are going to testify how that particular Congress was saved, how the diversity got to be part of the DA constitution. But things, you could start feeling that there were internal tensions, you know. Musi was put on the ropes a bit. And obviously, 2019, the party kind of loses a bit of support, and there was pressure on Musi, and he left, and the wheels came off. I tried to stand as a leader. You might remember, I raised my hand to be the leader in November 2019. I did not succeed. You know, I did not succeed.
Did you not succeed because there was no general consensus amongst your ability to lead, or did you not succeed because we could not understand or fathom the idea of another black man leading?
I don't know. The delegates to federal council are the ones who can answer that question. I know I voted for myself. And I know 25% others voted for me. The 75% had their reasons why not to vote for me. But then you get into the Steenhuisen, that was the last leadership that I got to serve in. I think because of the panic around 2019, the party kind of retreated into a consolidation mode. You know, like when you fear losing, it was no longer expansionary. It was no longer trying to reach out to more South Africans. It was just saying, let's safeguard what we have. And given that the problems of South Africa, it needed a much more expansionary opposition party.
So there's no visionary in the Democratic Alliance, basically.
I think at the moment, I would say because of 2019, maybe it's, you know, like when someone has been growing or succeeding for a number of years, that a little failure feels like it's like too much to handle. You know, like you are so scared now to do anything because now you are worried about containing what you have. Mm-hmm. And the thing with containing what you have is that you forget about the many South Africans that are out there. You see, one of the outcomes of the 2021 elections is that many South Africans decided not to vote. They did not vote. Because, I mean, like, you had the ANC talking about, let's unify. You're talking about yourself. Let's renew. Renew, you can only renew what you have. You're talking about yourself. Then you had the DA trying to consolidate. And
you can't expand without a vision.
Who speaks for the people? Who's there for the people? And now you as Makashule, you are part of this. Obviously, I don't think there's anyone that will say they don't know where Makashule sits or what his take in politics is, what his take on what the DA ought to do is. They've asked me. I've told them what they need to do. They know it. They know very well what they need to do. But I don't think they have that desire, that ambition, that drive. We had a drive.
You don't have a drive anymore.
We didn't get to win to get the 33%, 35% in Gauteng, in Johannesburg, in Tshwane without a drive. We drove it. I mean, at the time, the DA was over 10-12% in Soshanguve, in Winterfeld, in Mabopane.
You keep speaking about the DA of the past.
Because
the DA of the past, seemingly based on this, is not the DA of now, which is why it goes back to my question around the expansion project and I hear the failure part.
The expansion, it's not on the table.
Yeah.
I can't be
because the DA of the past is no longer the DA of the present, is it?
That's what I said. It's not. And that's where you start questioning to say, should one continue? Should one continue? And just, I mean, like, one could have just taken a decision to say, I'm still an MPL. I'm in the legislature. My term ends in 2024. Let me stick it around. But by 2024, where will be the country?
Put on your headphones. Let's go to the listeners on 0861-987-000. Let me go to Sam in Rosebank. Hello, Sam.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, and you, sir. Go ahead.
And the gentleman there. Faith, for me, is the gentleman, I'm glad that, like, what you call common sense now is knocked to them. Because, Faith, I'll tell you, at DA, from the past, even the current, they want the status quo to remain. There's no secret about that. I once went to DA some federal committee here in Joburg, like Golf Club. I listen, I look at these guys, I say to myself, shame, these people, they're not going to change. All I'm saying to the gentlemen now, you guys must be honest, especially to the African people. I know you'll go to Moose. It's fine. Go wherever you go. Just be honest and say, guys, all we want is land, mining, but we don't say go and grab things. No, there's a process. Everything. That's all we want. We want jobs. So all the best, my brother. Go to Moose, my man. You know, go 2024. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Don't hold your thoughts there. I'm going to go to Emmanuel in Tembi. So we've got a few calls to get through. Emmanuel, hi.
Hi, Faith, and hi, Mr.
Good afternoon, Emmanuel.
Yeah, look, the Faith, you are having a ground, but they are calling them what ground forces other political. But the guy, he was the one who was opening for these DA guys in the township and rural areas and all this. He was taking them there, even if I've never been close to him, but I know when they were going to the township, they would take him. And we were made to believe that DA is, if you want to lead in DA, you must be educated. I think that's what made him to push in the books and get those degrees and all these things, because he was posting them on Twitter. But still, he couldn't get those positions. We were made to believe that you need education in DA. But look at their leaders now. They said it doesn't have metric. We hear that there's a lot of MPs that in there who are just having metric in the national parliament. But he is still here on the ground. Look, I'm hoping that he is going to the right party that is seriously going to challenge ANC, because we are not going to survive having ANC after 2024. The country is going to collapse. I'm hoping he's taking the right decision of going to the party, because there is a party that I know that needs a ground forces. So I'm hoping he's going there.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Like in Tembisa, hi.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
Very well, thanks. And you, sir? Go ahead.
Good, thanks. Faith, what I want to say to Mahashule and the question in brief, ne?
Mm-hmm.
At first, Mahashule and his fellow blacks who joined DA, ne? Back then, they sold out black people. But now, my question to him is that when he is leaving the opposition party, which is not a big, which is not a problem in South Africa, the opposition is not a problem. The problem is the ANC, which is a ruling party. Doesn't he think that he's destabilizing the opposition and advantaging the giving the ruling party the
advantage
to
yeah.
keep on troubling the people of this country?
Like, it's a very good question, and let's pose it to you. As you could hear from even the sentiments from three of our callers, the people are fed up with the African National Congress,
yes.
right, as well as the way in which it's led. And I think furthermore exacerbated by the socioeconomic construct in our country, which fails to address issues of inequality.
Yes.
If you leave...
I've left. Not if. I've left.
Right, now that you've left.
Yes.
How do you build a strong opposition? And is there a strong opposition at this point even?
We need not a strong opposition. We need a bigger and strong alternative to the current political parties, to the current political culture that leaves many people, many South Africans, outside, that makes South Africans disgruntled, that makes South Africans disown their own democracy, where they feel like it's not theirs. The power needs to go back to the people.
So there's no political home that you believe can serve the interests of the people of this country right now with the current politicians and political parties that exist. There's no political home for the South African who actually wants to see true change happen.
It doesn't. It doesn't exist.
At all.
At all. It needs to be created from the ground. You know, Emmanuel says education and being on the ground. I will be on the ground and build this alternative. I will be on the ground. Not as a leader. I don't need to be a leader. I've contested positions, I've won some, I've lost some. I believe, as Mahashule Ghana, none of the current political parties can take South Africa forward, can rescue South Africa. It's sinking. We live in fear. People don't have electricity. Many people don't have water. People can't even walk, enjoy their freedoms that are guaranteed in the Constitution. Some people think that we need to ban the Constitution because we can't even access the freedoms, because this freedom seems to be for some people. 28 years down the line, since South Africa attained its democracy, there are people who have never tasted the fruit of democracy, and some have not even sat under the shade of the democracy tree.
Makashule, everybody's got their breaking point. Everybody's got the point of enough, what they would call it in English, the straw that breaks the camel's back. What was your straw?
It's just the state of the country.
You never had a moment of reckoning where it was your moment of enough. And I always said, everybody has got their moment where they say, I can take it till here and no further. When was your moment of reckoning and saying, as Makashule Ghana, I can take it till here and no further?
So I cannot pinpoint a moment like to say, no, this event happened and it had me thinking. I mean, it was a process. It was a long process of reflection, looking at where the party is, looking where the country is, and looking at where I am as a 39-year-old and what my role should be in rebuilding this country, and trying to reach out, reflect, run. You know, a lot of runs. I even lost a lot of weight. Trying to reflect. This was not an easy thing, but you know, like when you do something not for yourself, it's worth it. This cause of rebuilding our country is greater than me. I don't want it to be about me. It must be about the people.
Let's talk to the people. Kagiso in Katlehong, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks, and you, sir. Go ahead.
Good. Bragana, you know, one thing I sense, and I'm going to tell you, everybody who's left DA is going to Action SA, and they have failed us as politicians because they want to recycle their power with a new, but claiming to be speaking for the people. Because even if you look at how Bongane left, said, no, it was not when I joined the, I saw my future that the ANC is not the alternative, but these guys are an alternative so that I can protect my bread, not for the people. Because if we had good oppositions and good opposition party leaders, our country would have not found itself where it is at the moment, because no one has ever held even the opposition parties accountable. We are in this state where we are because the people in parliaments and legislations have always said they're thinking for the people, but come paycheck time, they're not for the people.
I hear you. Itani in Pretoria, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks, and you? Go ahead.
I'm okay, thanks. Yeah, but my point is, you know, if you are a politician, you must be a very good visionary. You must be able to see. You must be able to, like a prophet, who can see what's going to happen tomorrow. And if you go and join the party that you, if you know very well that this party doesn't like Africans, you go and join them. So it means that you lack visionary. So even if you go out and open a new party, it's not going to help. As much as we need the good opposition, we don't need people who don't have that vision to see what's going to happen tomorrow. Because these people, they go and join, they come out, without having little maybe a visionary to see what's going to happen tomorrow, and they go and then go. African cannot vote for those people. We need people who will start from afresh, fresh people start, not who keep on moving from one party to another party. It's a sign of the people who are not good leaders.
I hear you, Itani. Louis in Mabopane, hi.
How's Faith doing, okay?
Get them okay, Papa. Go ahead.
Lele Abuti Mahashu. I think the brother more all right, the Harry, our political party, Egar and Tang more, Matadengarele more. Even there was a caller waiting, I cannot join the ground forces. Niger Aska, go EFF. No, no, no. Because South Africa is going to be Europe, Africa. That's my cutting short.
Thank you very much, Louis. If you've just said that there is no political home for the South African today, then where are you going?
I'm going to join South Africans to explore and build an alternative. So the caller that said I'm going to Action SA, let the record show that today, the 4th of August, at 14:55, in conversation with Faith, I'm not joining Action SA. I'm not joining any of the existing political parties. South Africa deserves something new. We need to build something from the ground. And I'm not going to start a political party where Makashule Ghana is going to be the leader.
So you're not starting a party, you're not joining any political party, but you want to see change.
I want to see the creation, the building of that alternative by many capable South Africans.
What does that change look like? What is it? Does it have a name? Does it have a place? Does it have a... What is that change, if you had to describe it? What is it? What does the alternative look like of where you are going?
Where we ensure that the people can enjoy their freedoms without fear. They're able to live in communities where they have a role. That their role is not reduced to just voting. That they hold not only politicians, but public officials that are paid by our taxes accountable on a regular basis. That's the alternative that I believe needs to be built. And it's up to us, yourself included, Faith. You need to roll up your sleeves. When this country goes down, you are going down with it. You might be, at the moment, you and I might be in the better section of the plane or the ship. When it crashes, you will not be spared.
What does it look like? That alternative that you're speaking about, manifest, what does it look like? Is it a thought leadership? Is it lobbying? Is it independent candidacy?
It's not independent candidacy.
It's not independent candidacy.
It's an organization that will contest political power in 2024. We must wrestle the political power from the current players and return it to the people.
So it's an organization that will contest political power in 2024.
It will be on the ballot.
It will be on the ballot.
It currently does not exist. It doesn't exist at the moment. It will exist before 2024, and it will be on the ballot. It will not be Ghana's party. It will not be Faith's party. It will be a party by South Africans.
Any of the former colleagues in the DA who, I don't want to say culled, I think that's a bad word, but who... who've also tendered their resignations, will they also be joining you?
All South Africans who are concerned about their country, including those that might or might not have left the DA, we need to create something new. We need to create something new. It's in our hands. There's no Superman or Superwoman that's going to rescue this country. And for me, the commitment that I made to my son is that I'll work tirelessly to build a South Africa, a better South Africa than the one I inherited, that I'll pass on to him and his generation. That's a commitment that I've made. Sometimes we know what needs to be done. You know what happens, Faith? We lack the courage. It's not enough to know what must be done. Must roll up your sleeves and do it. The time is now. There's no better time than now. The people must eat.
I do look forward to watching the next few progresses of your life, right? And to see the envision South Africa that you want to build, but also see who would be that organization that will be contesting in 2024 on the ballot box that Makashule Ghana is going to be a part of.
Yes, I will organize for it.
And you will be the one that's organizing for it. But he did say no political party right now in this country serves the interests of South Africans. I do thank you for your time and making time to come to the studio to talk to us. I much appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Faith.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.